I'm Chip Snuff from Enough Snuff, and you're listening to the Rock Solid Podcast with Pat Francis right here.
Make me a deal and make it good for me. I won't get full of myself, I can't afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and joining me in the Zoom room to promote the release of the new studio album by Enough's Enough called Extra Cherries. Please welcome Chips Zenuff. How you doing, Chip?
I'm very good. Thanks for asking, Pat. I'm on the road touring around the country, playing with the GNR Experience. They're called Pretty Tied Up. And we got like 30-something dates, and then I get back, and I go back out on a tour with Enough's Enough. It's nonstop, okay? I'm not confusing motion with progress. It's all about a really filled-up summertime of hard rock, and I'm bringing it to you everywhere around the country, folks. Be ready if you want to see a real rock band. No tapes, no sequencers, no guys backstage. Come out and see the show.
All right, Chip, let me ask you something. Who's in this touring band? Who's in the band right now as Enough's Enough?
I got Jason Camino, my guitar player, who used to formerly with the Nelsons, fabulous player. Luis Cahill, who plays with Red Devil Vortex. He's on the record, and he's also on tour with us. Wonderful player, a real protege. Just smokes on guitar. He plays every kind of style there is, and it's a beautiful fit. And then I have the old drummer from Mike Tramp's White Lion playing with us, Brent Arsment. He fulfills the drum obligations on the live shows. But on the record, I have Dax Nielsen playing drums, along with Steven Adler on one song. He's on Zillion Miles Away.
Walk like a man, smile when you do, take what you can.
And of course, my old drummer, Dan Benson Purse, which is called metal.
All right, now let me ask you something about Dax Nielsen from Cheap Trick. You started out in Chicago. How important is Cheap Trick to Chips Enough?
It's huge. I'm a big fan. Of course, I always love bands from across the pond, Pat. You know, I grew up listening to the Beatles and Squeeze and, you know, old Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, T-Rex, Mott the Hoople. That's my wheelhouse, to be honest with you. But in the United States, Cheap Trick, I put him up there with the top. So it's just like Aerosmith to me. Just a great band with wonderful songs. I've always loved Rick Nielsen's songwriting prowess. I think Robin Sanders, absolutely a quintessential singer of my generation. Tom Peterson, hey, gave me a couple of 12-string bass guitars that I've reciprocated, and gave him a couple of old Fender bass guitars as well. So we go back a long ways. Dax Nielsen, he's been playing with Enough's Enough for a good 6-7 years now. He's played on my solo records. He's played on Brainwashed Generation and Finer Than Sin, and now he's on Extra Cherries. No, we have a great working relationship and a great friendship. We're really, really proud to say that about Cheap Trick, who I think is one of the greatest bands on American soil.
I agree with you. Cheap Trick is my favorite band, and you said all the things I would hope that you would say. Let me talk about, you just brought up the Finer Than Sin from 2022. I just want to mention, I love that song called Steal the Light. That is a great tune.
I appreciate that. Yeah, throwing that one in the set on the next tour. I think that's a strong one too. It's paying respect to AC/DC, okay? Who I just seen AC/DC just recently. They played at Soldier Field. It may have been one of the best rock shows I've ever seen in my life. Just absolutely exquisite. So solid. The mix was like, almost like listening to the record. It was hypnotizing, as mesmerizing. The band is still great. And those guys are in their 70s, and just really inspirational to see a band like that. And I seen the Stones months before that, and they were brilliant as well. But AC/DC, I like that hard edge rock stuff, and I like their melodic sensibilities as well. One of the greatest bands. And coincidentally, we used to be label mates with AC/DC. AC/DC and Enough's Enough were both signed, along with Pantera and Bad Company, to the old Atco Records, which is a subsidiary of Atlantic. So I've been following those guys for years. And that, I think that song was inspired by that. You know, at the end of the day, Pat, and I've mentioned this before, you show me a musician or a band without any influences, and I'll show you a guy who hasn't written one fucking note. And that's it. We all listen. We all come from somewhere, and you are what you eat.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's why I love bands like Cheap Trick and AC/DC and Queen, because I grew up on that stuff. And I like punk rock, too. You know, I'm not a one-trick pony. So at the end of the day, you know, we could sit and talk all day about the influences that we all have. And I certainly have a Brinks truck full of them.
Well, you were talking about the British Invasion stuff. You did a cover of Star Star on Extra Cherries.
Baby, baby, I've been so sad since you've been gone. Way back to New York City, where you do belong. Honey, I missed you too.
Now, with all the Stone songs out there, why did you choose Star Star?
It's the most X-rated Stone songs in their, I think, in their catalog, in their vocabulary. I think Mick Jagger is a quintessential singer, for sure. A wonderful lyricist, underrated in a lot of ways, I think. I just, nobody writes words like he does and tells that kind of a story. And I've been known as a band that has Beatle influences throughout her whole career. And I wanted to show another side of the band. And I was hanging out with my manager who works for the Stones. He's has a company called Nighthawk. His name is Bob Brigham. Him and Ron Prosel put together that big company. When you go see concerts and you see all the big screens behind them, that's those cats. And he goes, you know, one of these days you should do a Stone song. And I said, yeah, it wouldn't be a bad idea. And listened to Goat's Head Soup and said, oh, you know, maybe that's the song to do. It's definitely right. It's politically incorrect, that's for sure. It's R-rated. I have to agree with that. But at the end of the day, that's what I embrace. Rock and roll shouldn't have any rules or regulations. No need to have any handcuffs. I want to put together a real rock record and show all the sides and expose everything, all those scars. So that's why I did that song. I got Dax playing a great drum part on there. And then I was able to bamboozle the great Gunnar Nelson, my old guitar player friend, who we toured together years ago. And back in 1991, 92, we were following around Guns N' Roses and Skid Row playing sheds and arenas. They had a song called After the Rain. We had a record called Strength, and our single was Mother's Eyes.
And isn't it strange that a man goes by the color of his face? Isn't it time we've drawn the line?
TV was playing us. We were touring around the country. We bonded, had a great relationship. And years later, they recorded a couple of Enough's Enough songs. And then 20 years later, my guitar player, Jason Camino, who coincidentally played with the Nelsons, said, you know what? We should get Gunnar or Matthew to sing and play on the new record. And we reached out to Gunnar, and Gunnar said, I'd love to do it. Matthew said, Chip already plays bass as good as I do, so no need for my input, but my little brother could do it. So Gunnar came down there, played some Sly guitar, one or two takes. Sounds fantastic. So remind me of the Cat and Foghat. It's fantastic.
Nice.
And we had a beautiful song. And I wasn't sure if I could get the licensing on it, but the powers that be opened their window of opportunity. And Jagger and Richards said, go right ahead. And so here we are with a brand new song on the new Extra Cherries record called Star Star. I wanted to call it Star Fucker. That's the title of it.
That's the original title.
But I thought, you know, in this day and age, I just don't want to ruffle the feathers. I want radio to play it as well.
Right. Good deal. That's smart. You're a businessman as well as a creative entity. Now, look,
thanks, Pat.
Let me tell everyone right now, Extra Cherries will be released July 25th. Is that going to be on all formats? Is there going to be vinyl?
There will, Pat. Yeah, the label, Brian Pereira and Matt Green and, of course, Ken Tai and Tim, all the people down at the label. This is a wonderful label. It reminds me of the old days over at Atco Atlantic. You know, we all get along really well. The common denominator is let's get out there and reach the people and sell some records and put some smiles on everybody's faces. Because God knows what we're going through in this world right now. We need to get away and celebrate life as we should. And
yeah,
this is a rock solid record. The label said we're going to put it out in all formats. The agency artist that books us, they're called Artists Worldwide. They promise a tour to go through. We just finished up a nice month tour in the United States, but we're promised to go out back out once again and do some more work. And in September, we'll get inducted into the Hall of Fame, Enough's Enough, in the Illinois Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, getting inducted with Disturbed and Smashing Pumpkins and Richard Marx and a bunch of great Chicago artists. And I think that's a nice little thing that's happening for us right now. We're in a good stage of life where we have new music, new videos, new tours, And anything's possible for the future. I don't know what to expect except the excitement of putting a new record out there and seeing and meeting new people and seeing new faces.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hey, folks. Pat Francis here from the Rock Solid Podcast. I want to talk to you a little bit about U-Turn Audio. Let me tell you something. I own a couple of these Orbit turntables. Brilliant sound, simple design, pure analog experience. They come in a multitude of colors. They look cool. They sound even better. You got to get one of these.
And if you're thinking about upgrading your system like I did, there's many accessories and cartridges to choose from on the U-Turn website. I just added a Q-Lever arm to my Orbit turntable, and I upgraded my cartridge to the Ortofon 2M Blue, and it sounds amazing. Look, everything you need to know can be found at uturnaudio.com. They've got turntables, speakers, accessories, replacement parts, and cartridges. So for all your turntable needs, that's where to go. uturnaudio.com.
Now back to the show.
And it's Cleopatra Records, I want to say that.
It can't go wrong. They got a lot of great bands. You look at the roster of Cleopatra, it's absolutely, it's just magnificent.
Yep, and they're releasing
old records from all the bands from the past.
Yep,
you know, UFO. Tons of punk rock stuff and alternative and new wave, you know, from Missing Persons down to Sex Pistols stuff and The Cure. It's a wonderful label. The new LA Guns is on there. It's called Leprechaun. And Phil and Tracy did a wonderful job recording another brand new record. And we're just following the footsteps of all the bands. A lot of bands don't want to put new records out there. It's expensive. It's difficult. It's tedious. But at the end of the day, that's going to be my legacy. Enough's enough. A lot of work. Over 300 songs on Spotify, if I could brag right now. And that's not guys that are just sitting around being lazy.
No, you've never stopped recording and touring, and I love it. Let me tell some people where we can find you on the internet. Enoughsenough.com. Facebook, you're Enough's Official. Twitter, at Enough's Enough, and Instagram, at Enough's Official. So, guys, find out everything you want to know on the internet about the band. Chip, let me ask you something. The debut came out 36 years ago in 1989. The first single was New Thing. When you hear that song now, what memories does it conjure up for you?
Well, I remember I was recording in 2231 Prairie in Blue Island, Illinois. And it was just Donnie and I and Elisa's drum machine, a little four-track Fostex. And we recorded that song. We called management up on the phone. And Bob Brigham picked up the phone. He goes, "Well, what do you got?" I said, "We got a bunch of brand new songs. Let me play one of them." And the New Thing was the first one I played him. And he made me play it six times that night. He over and over and over. We knew we had something special. We didn't know it was going to be a hit, but we knew it was something that was really special. And then we went to the studio in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, and recorded it with Alex Kane from Life, Sex, and Death, Donnie, myself, and a guy named Vicky Fox, the first drummer.
Yeah.
And it was just a demo of it. That's all we were doing, just recording it to see what we could come up with. And it just seemed to do really... It had a nice electricity to it, but we shopped it to every one of the labels and everybody passed on us. We just couldn't figure it out. Maybe we sent too many songs. And then Doc McGee, the great Doc McGee, showed up at Royal Recorder Studio. He was working with a band called Skid Row. And Doc says, "I have three cassette tapes in my car. Two of them are Enough's Enough." I said, "Oh, Doc, thanks, ladies and Chicago boy, by the way. We appreciate that." And Doc took it over to Derek Shulman, who Derek was responsible for signing Bon Jovi and Cinderella. Derek heard the stuff. He says, "This, I think it's great." Flew to Chicago to a place called Dress Rehearsal, seen the band play. It was a debacle of rehearsal. We were all jacked up. There was drinks all over the place, tons of trim. We were, you know, smoking dope. And just, you know, just no one really cared because we thought we're going to be discovered one way or another. And at the end of the two-song showcase that we did for him, the next day he called and sent a facsimile to the band, and we had a record deal. It's unbelievable how fast it happened.
That's
We didn't have a pot to piss in. I was living in an apartment. Donnie climbed up the pole and hooked up the electricity. So we had the neighbor's telephone. So anytime we needed to make a telephone call, we could. I ran an extension cord through the hallway and plugged it into one of the light sockets. So when we wanted to record, we'd have electricity to record our songs. I'm not kidding you. It was down and dirty. We have a lot of ingenuity there. And that one song gave us the break that we needed. It really did. Yeah. And of course, those other songs that followed that certainly helped us keep the choo-choo train moving forward on the tracks. But that's one I'm very proud of at the end of the day.
Yeah. And look, back in those early days, when you got nothing to lose.
No. And as I've said a million times, I've stole it from Rick Nielsen. Who cares who drives a bus? Let's get to the picnic.
Let's get into this album a little bit. The first track is called Heartbeat.
You're a voice on the street. You're the faces that I meet. All of my life is keeping time, time for your heartbeat. It's no use to run and hide. You'll be running, running, running by my side all day my life.
Most rock albums don't kick off with a ballad. Why'd you choose to start the album this way?
Because we're not like most bands. That's exactly why. It's a nice pop song. It tells a story. It's a sing-along. It's about hope and love. And those are things that I need, we all need in our life. And it's a pop song. It's real simplistic. Yep. It's just a piano and a cappella vocal. And I threw my balls in the chopping block and I'm handing out sledgehammers. I think it's a great song. And it's a wonderful one to start the record off.
All right. And who was that written for? Who was your muse on this one?
It's a kind of like, to me, it's old Elton John.
Nice.
But it's written by a guy named Jabriath, actually. Was an artist in the 1970s, got signed. Clive Davis passed on him, but Clive's friend signed the band, gave him $500,000 deal to record a record. He got John Paul Jones and a bunch of other illustrious musicians to play with him. The record fell apart because he pushed his sexuality, which in a time nobody embraced it.
Yeah.
It was shocking. It was sad because he did a bunch of TV shows and people just didn't grab onto this wonderful songwriter. He ended up committing suicide at the Chelsea Hotel in New York. I was smitten by the story. I said, this is a fantastic little, autobiography on this cat's life.
Yeah.
And I wanted to re-record a song, and that's why I went in the studio and tracked it in one day. And well, I tried to capture the magic of what was written back in 1970.
Yeah, you killed it. It's great. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to jump to track six because I have a question because this is driving me crazy. The song is called Back to the Wall. That riff that plays at the end of the song, what is that riff from? It's not an original riff.
Thank you.
To me, it is. I'm pillaging off of old Rick Derringer.
Yeah,
as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it's reminding me of something. I can't get it out of my head. It's so great.
Yeah, you listen to it. Maybe it's Blackberry Smoke because he plays a lot of those kind of chords too. Charlie's really good at doing that as well.
Yeah.
Listen, as I mentioned in every interview, show me a guy without influences. I'll show you a guy who hasn't written one note. I can't tell you where all the songs come from, but it come from somewhere. I think it comes from above. And that song right there, there's a song about a guy out or a girl, doesn't matter who could be, that's been vilified and just stripped of all their integrity, and they're fighting to get their way and clawing their way back up. And that's what I love about that song. It's a wonderful story. Listen to the melody line, the lyrics of that one. Probably one of my favorite ones on the record. You wouldn't think it would be, because it's number 6 on the album, but I'm not the guy that puts it all together like that. I just write the songs, and then however they're interpreted, that's how it is.
All righty. Track 5, Magnificent, featuring a former guest of the show, Steve Stevens. That guy just makes everything better.
There's no satisfaction and there's no guarantee. Don't know what you want, don't know what you need. So
So how'd you get Steve involved?
Well, I did a lot of recording with Steve Stevens back in the early days when he lived in New York. Did some demos. I played some bass on some stuff for him, and he really liked the way I played. And I've always loved his guitar playing. He was a big fan of Enough's Enough. He almost was in the band at one time. And so just I got an Instagram message from him saying he was listening to Little Steven's Garage Radio. He's a big fan of Little Steven.
Yeah.
And Steven's got his own label as well called Cool Wicked Records. And Wicked Cole Records. He said, man, I really like that song you guys, that Lil Steven's been playing by you guys. I think it was called Believe in Love, it could have been, or Man Without a Heart, perhaps.
Okay. Yeah, you used to feel the love for others, but you were just a baby. Something started by your mother, right to your old lady.
Songs that nobody really knows, those songs are like B-side songs that we never released as a single. And I said, but I know, thank you, Stephen, for a wonderful compliment. I'd love you to play on the new Enough Snuff album. And he goes, send me some tracks. And I sent him, that's the one song I sent him.
Wow.
And he sent me a message back. He goes, this is rock solid, Chip. He goes, I'm going to put some rhythms and lead guitar parts on here. And then he came up with some arrangements as well, too.
Nice.
And I thought everything he sent me, I used because he's got a wonderful sense of balance. And I'm just proud to have a guy of his magnitude coming down playing a new Enough Snuff album. And I think he liked the fact that we had Neil Sean on the record as well as guys in Cheap Trick and Guns N' Roses. I thought, yeah, maybe he just said, you know, you are what you eat. Guilt by association, you know?
Also in that song, you reference Superman, which is very timely right now.
Yeah, it's only fitting. I wish those jag-offs over at the movie theater would have included that in the soundtrack of that, because you're absolutely right. Somebody else mentioned that to me as well.
Yeah.
You're very intuitive. It's just nice to have a song out there, and if it gets associated with something that's big and huge, the better for me.
Yeah, for sure. Rock in Peace, Derek, who makes an appearance on this album. What was the process for including and getting Derek on the track, You Wanna Make Me Lie?
Cinderella, she plays in a box. Dance all night, drinking cut in the rocks. She's moving on the king, but playing like a queen. So mad like she's a human machine. She always fights you, she's never wrong or right. Perfect set of wheels. She borrows, but she steals. Takes everything you got. Could be quite a lot. Her rainbow eyes mesmerizing the plot.
You know, in the old days, enough stuff would require these little bedrooms in my apartment or at small little studios. And Derek would play for hours and hours and hours. You know, Royal Recorders in Lake Geneva, I got 5 hours of him blowing solos and playing rhythm guitar parts. And it was all on DAT tapes. I saved it all. So I just happened to be going through all my stuff when I was putting the record together. And I was listening to his fantastic guitar playing a cappella all by himself. No music behind, just him playing solos. And I constructed a solo. I said, I think it's only fair for the Enough Snuff fans to hear Derek once again. He's a big part of our history and Enough Snuff's catalog of material. And I sat in the studio with my engineer, Rob Posen, and we just put this together. And it didn't take long. It was 25 minutes, half an hour at the most. Smoked a couple of joints, took a little couple parts out and said, you know, this is really nice here. I like it, the way it's constructed. Of course, the song, I made sure that the keys, it all matched up, real Sesame Street. And at the end of the day, voila, I got a beautiful track with Derek Frigo playing guitar with the guys from Cheap Trick on the record as well. Fans are going to love it beyond belief.
You sound like you love it in the studio. Is that your happy place other than the stage?
I think they're both make me happy. Obviously, when you're on the road, you have to leave your friends and family behind. It's always difficult, but you got friends in every single town that want to come see you every single night. So how can you be that lonely? But being in the studio, being creative, at the end of the day, when everything is said and done, that's what's going to be the one little notch on my belt loop. Look at all the material these guys have written, all the songs they have, and a wonderful catalog of songs that I'm very proud of. And I think that the diehard fans out there that follow us through the years will agree with me. The average life expectancy of any band out there, bro, is, you know, a few years. So for guys like me to still be out there touring, it's really a blessing from above. It's a miracle.
It really is crazy that the career has gone for this long. I mean, not because you guys haven't been working it, but it's just like, you know how so many bands just fall by the wayside. They try, but it just, you guys just keep on going. You're like the Energizer Bunny.
Well, we're certainly not the flavor of the month. I mean, a lot of bands are getting pushed out there. Look at all the new groups that are out there that you don't hear about that should be huge. As far as I'm concerned, Tyler Bryant and the Shakedown should be massive. It's a great band with wonderful songs. What about the Lemon Twigs? Those guys should be playing arenas right now.
Yeah.
This wonderful songwriting that come from the old school Beatles and meets Beach Boys. I mean, it's great influences right there. You know, bands like Rival Sons and Dirty Honey and Vintage Trouble, they should be household names, and they're not. So, and there's other bands I'm missing too right now, and I apologize for that because we don't have a lot of time. But my point being, there's a lot of good groups out there, and they just aren't getting to see it to light. They don't get the light of day. We don't have MTV anymore. We don't have VH1 and those great programs that would help bands and elevate their perception. So for me to still be going after all these years, you know, shout out obviously to my old friends like Rick Krim over at MTV who played the videos in the early days. Yeah. Wasn't for a guy like him, we wouldn't be talking right now. But, you know, a blessing from above that we still have songs we can go out and play and show up every single night. We still have our health. And I think at the end of the day, that's the reason why we're still going. And we just we don't want to stop there. So we just don't see a light at the end of the tunnel. Maybe I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a shortcut to thinking. I just don't know, except I just want to play music and go out and write songs and see the fans every single day. Yeah. And I'm carrying the rock and roll flag as long as I'm alive.
Let me ask you this one. With all the songs you have, over 300 on Spotify, what's the one song that has to be in the set list every night or the fans will riot if you don't play it?
Well, I don't know if the fans will riot. That's, thank you for saying that. I can play some big shows, but rioting, I don't see that happening. That happened back in the late 80s, early 90s with Guns N' Roses and Metallica when people would riot when they didn't get their way. We don't have that. We're a peace and love band, okay? Where our logo's a peace sign, so.
Right.
But I'm saying, what's song, though, that would ruffle the feathers of our constituents, it would probably have to be New Thing. That was the first single that took off for us and gave us a career. And MTV was playing it and radio played around the country. If I just pick one song, I would say that. But there's a bunch of hit songs in our vocabulary, you know, besides Baby Loves You and Fly High. We have a Beatle record that we put out there, and we do a Magical Mystery Tour in a set, or, you know, sometimes we throw in there a Little Help From My Friends. We end the night with that one.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song.
A nice. Jet from McCartney, that's in the set every single night, too. Eleanor Rigby, that's in there as well. It's a potpourri of great songs that we have in our show every single night that are all hits. And the fans want to hear them all. And the B-sides are good, too. If people want to hear Worlds of Gutter, people want to hear Love Train.
Tear my heart out if I could. What exactly made you go? I feel that I deserve to know. Now I'm out.
does earn the set. When you come out and see our show, it's really a celebration of what we've done throughout our career. And I hope to put smiles on everybody's faces every single night by singing these songs, at least close to the record, while I have pipes.
So the Beatles cover album came out in 2021. Everybody, it's called Hard Rock Night. It's very ballsy to do a Beatles cover album, but you guys really made these songs your own. And I was going to mention Eleanor Rigby because I love that crunchy guitar that goes throughout the whole entire song on the Enough's Enough's version. You guys did a great job.
Where a wedding is being, lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
Yeah, what's a record that we went in the studio and played live all together? That's how great records are made.
Wow.
You know, you can Pro Tool the death of a record nowadays and send tapes out to your constituents and everybody gets on them, and you can still make a good record like that. But to make a great record, it's nice to be in the same room. And that's what we do. We track the record, most of it over at my studio, which is called, for lack of a better name, Chips Enough Studios. And then I took it over to Chris Diamond's over at Stonecutter Studios. And Chris is responsible for a lot of great records. He's worked with Alice Cooper and Kiss and all the big boys. And we just bashed it out right in there and just pull out all its little tricks that we had, all the analog stuff. And I really wanted to keep it a real rock and roll record. We thought, let's listen. What if the Beatles came out and they made a record playing through Marshall amplifiers and Mesa Boogie amps and big drums, DW kits and stuff? What would it sound like if Ringo was playing that? And that's how we made the record. Just a bashed out rock and roll record live in the studio with very minimal overdubs, bro. And
yeah,
you can tell, because when you go see us live, it sounds like the record, because we made sure, even when I sang those vocals on that Beatle record, I made sure I didn't go crazy and punch notes in or anything, because if I can't do it live, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, well, that's a good way to do. Yeah, you don't want to be messing, like you said, with backing tracks and all that stuff. You want it to sound the way it sounds. Let me ask you this about the Beatles. In your opinion, are the Beatles a rock band or are they a pop band?
Well, they're a pop rock band.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah.
You split the difference.
Pop rock band for sure. You know, it's funny. We sat down with Jimmy Page and you go, yeah, Jimmy, are you guys a rock band or are you guys a metal band? He wouldn't even answer the question, because once you tell people what you are, you're categorized instantly.
Okay.
And I know that Enough Snuff at the end of the day is a pop rock band, but when I go out and see guys like Zach from Pantera and Zach Wilde from Ozzy Osbourne or Lamb of God, any of those heavy bands, they hail Enough's Enough. And those guys are metal.
Yeah.
That's it doesn't get any heavier than that. So I'm proud of saying what we are, or at least what I think we are, because it's always been hard to categorize Enough Stuff, because I think we have elements of a lot of different stuff here, like the Beatles do as well. The first heavy metal song to me was Helter Skelter. That was metal beyond belief in the early days. So I think Enough Stuff's a little pinch of pop, rock, alternative, metal, even a teeny little punk rock in some little spots. So it's a big potpourri as far as I'm concerned.
The new album is called Extra Cherries. It will be out on July 25th. Everybody, seek that out, stream it. But I recommend you buy it. That's what we want you to do. Buy a physical copy, get vinyl, get a CD. Let me talk about one more track on the album. Then we're going to let you go rest up for the shows, Chip. Track number 3 is called Sanibel Island. It's out of control.
Sanibel Island, way
Is there a real Sanibel Island? What is it?
Yeah, there is a Sanibel Island. It's right outside of Captiva in Florida, right up the Gulf of Mexico. Naples is right around there, Fort Myers. A song I brought down to Enough Snuff back in 2003, why Donnie was not in the band. After our tour with Poison, Quiet Riot, Warrant, Donnie left the band, moved to California, got married. Ended up going out there and getting together with one of the guys from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. And doing a solo record, and he asked me to come down and play some bass on it. And I brought Sanibel Island down to him. He thought it's just a great song, and he helped me. We put it together like we Visa enoughed it. Nice collaboration. And then we recorded it for our Welcome to Blue Island record, and that was it. We didn't tour on it or anything. It was sad because it's such a good song. And I revisited it. I said, that's a song I always wanted to sing on. And obviously with Donnie's beautiful pipes, there was no need for me to do that back then, although I did sing on the harmonies. I thought, you know, I'd like to really tell that story myself. And went back in the studio with Dax Nielsen and recorded that song with my good friend over in Indianapolis. His name is Joel Norman. He played piano on it, and he changed the whole trajectory of that track. And one of my favorite songs on that record, finally get a chance to put it back out there. And it's just like I mentioned before, sometimes you take songs that were recorded a long time ago and redo them again and another interpretation. And maybe it catches some more eyes and some more ears. And like Aerosmith putting out Dream On when it first came out and no one cared. And yeah. Then years later, they put it back out again. I'm hoping the same thing with Sanibel Island. I just played it for my buddy in the Plasmatics, Jean Bevoin. He says, this is the hit song, Chip. So we'll see what happens. I'm just happy to get out there and cleanse my soul and get a chance to tell a story, singing the song, being the front man of it. I think it's a really good one.
It is a good one. And Chip, there's a lot of rock autobiographies being released all the time right now. Have you started to write your book yet?
Yeah, I've been writing it for the last 6 years. I really have. My wife just put out a biography. It's called The Tales of Mr. Bone, and it's about Jack Russell, Great White.
Wow. Nice. Yeah, Jack was on it. Yeah, Jack was on the show.
True Tales of Mr. Bone, K.L. Doty. And she was. I was going to have her write my book, but listen, there's this. It's too promiscuous. I didn't want to expose her to that terrible lifestyle that I carried throughout the years. And I think I'm doing it myself. I may have a little bit of help. What I do have coming up, though, is we're putting out a documentary next year. It's called Strength and Innocence.
Nice.
And they're filming it right now. A lot of stuff has already been shot. And it's absolutely fantastic. Really showing Enough's Enough in the old days up to today. And embracing all the war scars and tattoos of what our band is all about. And it's a beautiful story. It really is. Some of it's not for the faint of heart, but then nobody wants to hear a story that's not true and transparent. And I think it's a wonderful story that's coming out. And also, Pat, I want to mention, because I'm very proud of it, Enough's Enough being inducted into the Illinois Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in September. We're playing at the Rialto Theater. And it's with Disturbed, Smashing Pumpkins, Richard Marx, Head East, bunch of great Chicago artists. Donnie will be showing up at that as well.
Okay.
And we're going to play a couple songs. It'll be the first time we share the stage in 13 years. I'm very proud of that.
Oh, the fans are going to love that. And do you think you and Donnie will ever, and it doesn't have to be called Enough's Enough, but do you think you and Donnie will ever make a record together? A full-length album, you and Donnie. And again,
you can't. I don't have a crystal ball in front of me, Pat, to be honest with you. I know he's not coming back to Enough's Enough as he was.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to tour and doesn't want to get in the Oscar Minor Wiener Wagon or get in vans and tour around the country. It's a tough gig doing 6-7 days a week.
It is.
It's not for anybody out there. And he's already proven himself throughout the years. He'll go out solo and do his shows, and it'll be fine. You'll experience his solo record along with the Enough's Enough catalog. That's a nice thing right there.
Yeah.
I'm carrying the ship right now. I'm the guy in the front seat. The car is built with a front seat and the back seat. I sit in the front seat now. I'm driving. I'm happy about it. He's the one that told me, if you're going to continue to move on with Enough's Enough 13 years ago, you sing the songs. That's exactly what I'm doing right now, and I have no reason to stop. The fans have spoken. They like the band. They like the songs. They like the records that we're putting out there. And why can't we both have careers and do what we do?
Oh, you can. You most definitely can.
To go back in the studio and record another record. I play on a solo record. Anything is possible, but I can't predict the future. All I know is we're both moving forward. We're both happy with what we're doing. And there's a respect level there that you cannot pay for. It just comes from years of experience. And I'm grateful to have that with him.
All right, Chip, this has been great talking to you. I got one final question for you. Again, everybody go to enoughsenough.com and follow Enough's Enough Official on Instagram. You can follow us at Rock Solid Show on Instagram and at Rock Solid Podcast on Blue Sky. And Chip, I always ask the artist to pick a playout song from their new album to end the show with. What song from Extra Cherries do you want me to use as the playout song today?
Oh, it's very kind of you to say that. Let's end it with the track that I did with the guys in Journey and Vinnie Vincent Invasion. Robert Fleischman singing lead vocals, me accompanying him on this track, along with Donnie on piano and the great Neil Sean on guitar. It's Shine by Enough Snuff of Extra Cherries. It's right here, right now.
Everyone enjoy track 11, Shine. Thank you, Chip. Stay safe out there on the road, and we'll see you soon.
God bless you and your family. Mr. Francis, how are you?
I am good, Chip. How are you doing?
Pretty good today, buddy. I'm on the road. I'm traveling right now. I'm on tour with the band Pretty Tied Up, which is a GNR Experience.
Oh, nice.
And I'm telling you, these guys are solid as a rock. I'm with Alex Kane from Life, Sex, and Death. We're rooming together every single day. Get dressed, Alex, please. He's walking around. He's got a little baby arm.
I'm getting ready for you.
Are you guys giving them a run for their money? Blowing them off the stage?
I don't know about that. I don't want to sound unmodest, but every night's a great show. We got the guy from American Idol over in Paraguay. His name's L.A. Chassis. This cat sounds and looks like Axl Rose. He's amazing.
Wow.
Really a rock solid band. And we're going around the country and playing until the middle of August. It's like 30-something dates. So it's a real proper tour.
That is
no,
great.
It's not in a tour bus. We're not flying on Lear jets. It's in a beautiful Oscar Mayer Wienerwagen with the hot dog still on the side.
And then in 2 weeks, you'll get to start promoting that Extra Cherries album.
Yeah, excited about a new Enough Snuff album. I think it's our 20th or 21st record. God, I'm just absolutely smitten by the great warm response I've received all around the country on this brand new Enough Snuff album.
Well, let's get into it properly, Chip. And now I'm going to do my proper intro, and then we'll be off and running.
Go ahead.